Our next case is 12-644, the Disciplinary Council versus Robert Leon Schwartz. King.
May it please the court, and I'll be brief in my presentation. My name is Philip King, and I'm an assistant disciplinary counsel, and I'm here on behalf of the Relator Disciplinary Council. And what we're asking the court to do is to overrule the objections that was filed by the respondent, Robert Schwartz, and to adopt the Board of Commissioners on Grievance and Discipline, their recommendation that Mr. Schwartz be permanently disbarred from the practice of law. Now, the conduct in this case stems from Mr. Schwartz's felony convictions for mail fraud and filing a false tax return, for which Mr. Schwartz is currently incarcerated. And the facts in this case are undisputed. In fact, the very facts that are stated in the findings of facts are the same facts that Mr. Schwartz pled to in his criminal case, including the facts that support that he misappropriated over $2 million from the Beverly Hearst Trust, in which he served as a trustee, and then also failed to pay almost $1 million in federal taxes. So there's no objections to the findings of facts in this case. What Mr. Schwartz is objecting to is the conclusion of law that his conduct in this case violated Rule 8.4B, committing an illegal act that involves dishonesty, 8.4C, conduct involving fraud, and 8.4H, conduct that adversely reflects on the attorney's fitness to practice law. Now, after Mr. Schwartz filed his brief, he has waived oral argument. And our answer brief, we believe, adequately addresses the arguments raised in Mr. Schwartz's brief. So we're not going to re-argue our brief at this time, but I would be happy to answer any questions that the justices might have on this matter.
What's the status of the restitution of any of this money or his ability to make restitution?
Well, I actually spoke to the U.S. attorney answering that question. Currently, Mr. Schwartz has paid a little over $900,000. That's what the U.S. attorney has recorded. And he has about $2,265,000 left to pay. Of that, $935,000 is owed to the IRS. So they believe that Mr. Schwartz, there may be disbursements coming soon to the non-federal victim, which is the hospital. So there is the possibility that the portion of the restitution, the over $2 million that's still due the hospital, may be paid soon. Mr. Schwartz, at the hearing, talked about various assets that he has in order to pay those funds. And those have been pretty much exhausted.
Money is being disseminated, for example, to the Hadassah through the U.S. Attorney's Office.
It is being distributed through the U.S. Attorney's Office, and he's also being credited for funds that are paid directly by the trust. Just to give you some background into the way.
So the federal court has taken control of his assets?
They've taken control of all of his assets except for there is the Schwartz building that has not been seized by the government. It is actually owned by a LLC, Schwartz & Schwartz. Currently, the value of that property, according to the Hamilton County auditor, is around $700,000. There's a mortgage on it. There's almost $100,000 in delinquent taxes. So at best, he may receive a couple hundred thousand from that, but the way the restitution order works, any fund from this point on that is distributed to the hospital reduces Mr. Schwartz restitution, regardless of whether it's distributed from the trust or not. So there is the possibility that that $2 million that he owes to the hospital will be paid.
Is our client security fund implicated here in any regard?
Yes, there is. There was a $75,000 disbursement from the client fund, which Mr. Schwartz will still be responsible for. That will not go away as a result of this.
What would be the ability to recoup that money, either from the U.S. District Court or another source?
It's unlikely.
Pardon me, please?
It's unlikely. I mean, essentially, the trust will continue to distribute to the hospital, and that portion of the restitution is likely to go away. But what Mr. Schwartz can't pay, and what the U.S. attorney is not confident that he can pay, he still owes that almost $1 million to the IRS. He'll still owe $75,000 to the client security fund. And he also was sued by the estate and was ordered to disgorge his fee, which is another $300,000. So when all is said and done, he's still going to owe about $1.2 million. And it's just not likely. I mean, his assets have been all but exhausted in order to pay that. So
what is the punishment that you want us to impose then in this case?
Permanent disbarment. And we believe that the magnitude of the misconduct, the prior discipline, and I think more importantly, he does not acknowledge the wrongfulness of his misconduct. I mean, essentially, he pled to these crimes, doing so, thinking that he could recant his guilty plea now. I mean, he admits that. In a sense, he's saying that I violated the rules by misrepresenting to the tribunal. I didn't misappropriate money. I lied to the trial court. So that's what I did wrong. That's what I'm accepting responsibility for. And that's just not accepting responsibility.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the matter under advisement and issue our opinion on this.